Side 16, Finnegan's Wake, continuing on page 511.
I'm sure I'm wrong, but I heard the Reverend Mr. McGraw, in search of a stammer, kicking the bedding out of the old sexton, Red Fox, good man, around the sacristy, till they were bull beetle black and buffet ear blue, while I and Flood and the other men, jazzed like brollies and sessuals, was gickling his missus to gattles in the hall, the divilene, she's a lamp in her throat, with her sing-sing leckle and her 12-pound lack. A loyal, wifish, woman-cackinic weeping cough, while Shillelagh Law was all their rage. But you did establish personal contact in epexegesis or on a point of order? That perfumery pond is beyond my pinnigay pretensions. I am resting on a pigs of cheeses, but I've a big suggestion. It was about the pint of porter. You are a suckersome, but this all, as e'er said to Oscar, was only the childbearer might blog as well sidesplit, where Letty's hereditate a dark mean swart hairy. Only, 'twas woman's true woman with man's throw man. Bully burly, yet hardly hurly, the saloon bulkhead, did you say, or the tween decks? Between drinks, I deeply, painfully repeated. Was she wearing shublady's tiroirs in humour of her hobbies, Massa's star Stella? Mrs. Tan Taylor? Just a floating panel, secretaire's sliding drawers, a budge of cleese on her shalter, a cider brass sedas on her annulus fine ring, and 40 crow slips in her curling tongs. So this was the dope that woolied the cad, that kinked the rock, that noised the wraith, that tried the sap, that hugged the mort, that legged in the hoax, that joke built, the jest of junk the jungular, jacked up in a jock the rapper. Lol, girl, you don't say so. All upsy down her whole creation. So there was nothing syrical between you. And Drysalter, father of Izzard, how was he now? To the pink man, like an almanox in his shirt and stick-up, brushed all to the bare, the megalomagellan of our wine-vat's waterway, squeezing the life out of the living. Crest of her caramas! Such his satisfaction! You punk me! He came, he kished, he conquered. Vultur Varnar! The must of his glance for coaxing the beam in her eye. That musked bell of this masked ball, Annabella, Lovabella, Pullabella, yep. Yup. Titan tongue tolatone in St. Sabina's. Aye, aye, she was lithe and pleasable. Wilt thou the lee? Wilt thou the he? Wilt thou the hussif? The quicker the deep, the safter the sapstaff, but the main the mightier, the strick of the straight. To the vast go the game. It is the circumconversioning of the anti-lithual pagan elves by a Hoggernot Cramwell Energuma, or the cacoed addition of an absque literis Patagonian to the Herrera-ism of a Cabotinesque exploser. I believe you. Type top, really, oh really. Not eh, not eh, we're nowhere without you. In steam of Kavos now Arbatos above our hearts doth hum. And Malkos crackles logs of fun while Anglis cheers our ingles. So lent she him ear to borrow his manhood, or so it appears, and borrow his namas? Soulful eyes and sallowful hair weed, and the sickly sigh from her gingering mouth, like a Dublin bar in the morning? Primus auri forastime. The park is greater than the whole, says she, but Shettleton's my fortune. Ever sought of being our dame? You've soft to say with ye, flatter O'Ford, that honey I hurdly chew you. Is that answers? It am query. The house was Tutankhamun by the bridge called Tiltas, but are you solely, solemnly sure, beyond the shatter of the canicular year, nascitur ordo seculi numfit? Seriously and serenely sure behind the shutter, securius indicat umbris telluram. Date as? Your time of immersion we are still in drought of? Amnis Domine, Marcus of Corrig, a laughing hunter and party Sioux. And crazy-headed Jorn, the bullway born. fluteful as his orchon, ex ugol alenonem. And jams, of delphins born, or, as olders lay, of top hats. Dancing the Nijinsky choreopiscopally, like an Easter sun round the colander, the vice. Taranta boon today. You should pre him prance the polecat. You would sniff him wops around. You should hear his piedigrot shraying as his skimpy skirpa crash da fa carombas. A char dancer indeed. Dervish glad too. Orto vito semi ricordo. The pantalionic affection through his blood like a bad influenza in a leap at bounding point. Out of prisky Papa Genua, the palsied old Priamite, home from Edwin Hamilton's Christmas pantaloonade, Oropos Roxy et Pantherea at the Gaiety, tripudiating round the aria with his 52 airs of age. They may reel at his likes, but it's Noe Bonum's shindo. And wit what was Lilibil Isabel made Eve made at? Christs and trains and trinnies and trains. A take back to the virgin page, darn it. I grant ye. The Quobus Quartet were there too, if I mistake not, as a sideline, but pay see the contempt of Senate well to the fore in an amnesty meeting, metamorphosed, to decide where again when to meet themselves, flopsome and jerksome, lubber and delirick, drinking unsteadily through the Kerry quadrilles and Listowel lances, and master singing always with that consecutive fifth of theirs, eh? Like four wise elephants in and outing under a 12-podestaled table. They were simple scandalmongers, that familiar and all, Norman, Desmond, Osmond, and Kenneth, making magical history all over the show. In some hum, and other marriage feats. All our stakes they were a-stumbling round the ranky roars assembling when Big Arthur flogged the field at Annie's courting. Suddenly, some well-fired play was cast out through the shapsteckers of Hoy's house. Certainly there was a hellfire club kicked out through the wasistas of theirs were. Like Hephaestus' anvil, catacalami tumbling, 3 days, 3 times into the vacuum. Punch! Or Noe et Ecclesiastes, nonne? Ninny, there is no hay in Eccles's hostel. Yet an I saw a sign of him, if you could scrape out his acquaintance. Name or redress him, and we'll call it a night. Dot I, dot dot apostrophe dot, dot O, dot dot L. You are sure it was not a shuler shake-up, or a plighter's palming, or a winker's wake, et cetera-orum you were at? Precisely. Mayhap. Ora pro nobis, Thunder's Day, at a little bit of heaven hoth, the wife of Demetrius, damn, Earl Adam Fitzadam, of a Tartar, Bertha, or Sackville Laurie, and Moreland West, at the auspice for the living Bonnybrook by the river, and A. Briggs Carlyle, guardian of the bird's maids, and deputalizer for groom, pontifical mess, or, suddenly, shot, furtive fired by the riots, no flies, agreeest? Mayhem, also loaned through the post, with or without security, everywhere, any amount, muffs of its swamp stakers, purely providential. Floods, the pink man, the squeeze, the pint with the kick, gah, and then the punch to Gaelis Isaac, fox, the lady with the lamp, the boy in the barley bag, the old man on his arse, great scrap. Is we and you and ye and me, and hymns and hearts and heels and shields. The airest race, the ourest nation, the airiest place that air stationed. He was culping for penance while you were ringing his bell. Did the kiki, good man rude fox, say anything important? Clam or cram, spick or spat? No more than rich man's periwelka. Word. A gale galled by scheme of scorn, knock, sanctifying nothing, mock. Fortitudo eos rod damum tenuit, 5 mem, or something very similar. I should like to euphonize that. It sounds an isochronism. Secret speech Hazelton, and obviously disemboweled. But it is good lay law, too. We may take those well-meant kicks for free granted, though ultra vires void, and, in fact, unnecessarily so. Happily, you are not quite so successful in the process verbal whereby you would sublimate your brephorospasmochical suppressions, it seems. What was that? First, I heard about it. Were you, or were you not? Ask yourself the answer. I'm not giving you a short question. Now, not to mix up, cast your eyes around Capel Court. I want you, witness of this epic struggle as yours or mine, to reconstruct for us, as briefly as you can, inexactly the same as a mind's eye view, how these funeral games, which have been pouring over us through Homer's carrier pigeons, massacredoed as the holy name rally round, took place. Which, sure, I told you that, foul. I was drunk all last life. Well, tell it to me be fair, the whole plan of campaign, in that bamboozle and minstrel voice of yours. Let's have it, Christie. The Dublin own, the thrice familiar. Ah, sure. I witless Fogus. Tis all around me be batters bid hat. Ah, go on now, Master Bones, a gig for a gag with your impediments and your peric-trix. Blank memory of hatless darky and blued suit. You were ever the gentle poet, Doug from Haywarden. Pitch your cap, patch your cap, pretty man. Be nice about it, Bones Minor. Look cheerful. Come, delicacy. Go to the end, thou slacker. Once upon a grass, and a hopping high grass it was. Faith, then, Mr. Cheery Man. First he come up, a gag as a gig, badgerless rake to the town's major from the west. Mac Smashall Swingy of the Cadillacs got up regardless with a cock on the Kildare side of his tattersall in his riddle sneaks ragamufflers and the horrid contrivances seen above, whistling into a bone tolerably delicately the wearing of the blue and taking off his plush-quadded Bugsby and his perusual flea and wazzy manner, saying good mrokers to Weevily Bolly and dragging his feet in the usual course, and was ever so terribly nats, really, telling him clean his nagles and fix himself up miles, and so on and so forth, and to take the cuckoom to his grizzlies, and who done that foxy freak on his bear's hairs like fire bursting out of the umpire, and half hang me, sir, if he wasn't wanting his calico body back before he'd to take his life or so save his life. Then be gone, counting as many as 11 to 32 seconds with this pocket browning, like I said. One swan's one. This is my authority. He kept for cursing Hascop's foul fand and Cogan, for Coacor Key, the key of John Dunn's field, for it was for sent, and the way Montague was robbed, and Wolfling to know all what went off and who burned the hay, perchance, wilt thou say, before he'd kill all the Canes, and the price of Patch Purcell's fake totem, which the man, his Plantagonist, up from the bog of the depths, who was raging with the thirst of the sacred sponge, and who was a master of pasht, so far as him was concerned, was only standing there nonplushed to the corner of Turbot Street, perplexing about a pump shop, and preparing to spiff, wanting to know, well, the hen convention's compass Memphis he wanted with him knew nothing about. A sarsen cruxer, like the Nap O'Farrell, Patertandy, Moore and Burgess medley? In other words, was that how, in the unusual curse of things, as compliment to compliment, though, after a manner of men which I must and will say seems extraordinary, their chelicular subtler angelic warfare, or photoplay finister, started? Truly, that I may never... Did one scum, then, in the aura drama, the deaf, after some clever play in the mud, mention to the other undesirable, a dumb, during diverse intentional instance, that upon the resume after the anguirus, how for his deal he was a pig-headed Swede, and to wend himself to a Medicis? To be sore he did the hug or not, only it was turnip-hotted dunce, I beg your pardon, and he would jokes bolder blow the betholder with his black masket off the bawling green. Sublime was the warning. The author, in fact, was Mardred. Did he, the first spokesman, do anything to him, the last spokesman, when after heaving some more smut and chaff between them, they rolled to gutter into the ditch together, Black Pig's Dyke? No, he had his teeth in the back of his head. Did Box then try to shine his puss? No, but Cox did to shin the pun man. The worsted crying, that if never he looked on leave a home as again, and the best are hewing that he might ever save son life. Truly, truly, as best us he ever, and so us oh I never. That forty Carlisle touch, breaking the Campton's piano back. Punch! Are you of my meaning? That would be going on to about half noon, click o'clock, Pip Emma, Grinwicker time, by your Quercut quadrant. You will be asking me, and I wish to Higgins you wouldn't, would it? Let it be 12:30, after a summer search at the tardest. And it was 11:32 before, and so and such rely on it. Tick up on time. How day you doom? That rising day sinks rosing in a night of 9 weeks' wonder. Amped is Marcy Buckup. The uneven day of the unleavened month of the unevented year, at Mart in Mass. A triduum before our Larry's own day. But which of your chronos, my man of four watches, larboard, starboard, dog or dat? Dunsink, rugby, ballast and ball, you can imagine. Language this all's fair for the loath of Marses, ambivalent about it. Will you swear all the same you saw their shadows 100 foot later, struggling diabolically over this, that, and the other, their virtues, pro and his principality, con, near the ruins, Drogheda Street, and kicking up the devil's own dust for the Milesian wind? I will, I did, they were, I swear, like the heavenly militia, so reek me gilly-golly, with my tongue through my toe-cap on the headlong stone of Kismet, if so it is the will of whose be done. Weepin' Lorcans, they must have put in some wonderful work, Kikad, on the quiet-like, during this arms parley. Me here it is, forces vegetarian. Dost thou not think so? Aye. The illegal-looking range or fender, alias turfing iron, a product of hostages and co-engineers, changed feet several times as briars revalved during the weapon swap, Piff? Puff, excuse yourself. It was an ersatz lottering can. They did not know the war was over, and were only be rebelling or be repelling one another by chance or necessity with sham bottles, meer and winey, as betwixt picture shirts and scuticules, like their character curs in an Irish Roman to sorrowbrate the expulsion of the Danos. What sayest thou, scuse ask Merrill? That's all. For he was heavily upright man, limbaromena in buckless tuxada, farcing gutterish. I mean the Morgans and the Dorans in Finnish. I know you don't in Finnish. The Mojik of the future on the Barbary hams of the bashed, Cor Canally, Da Donnelly. Yet this war has made peace in voina viritas, ab chaos lex nit vert. O bella, o pia, o pura, amem, hand wall amongst us, thanks Birtobaldus. All the same, you sound it twould clang howlish like hull hopin' for Christmians, but twill cling hellish like Engels open to Europeans if you sensed all the sum, so be vigil. And this pattern pooch punner mine of concoon and propre went on hog and minna a whole wake, your night after Larry's night, spittin' spite on Dora O'Huggins, Ormond Court Butler, the artillery of the O'Hefferns answering the cavalry of the MacLeods, forte and more forte, 1,001 times according to your cock and a biddy story, floody clongy for years and years perhaps. That's right. This is his Largo's life. This is me Tim Tom Tom, and this is her two pequeeny ones. From the last finger on the second foot of the fourth man to the first one on the last one of the first, that's right. Finny. Very, very finny. It may look funny, but fair it is. This is not good enough, Mr. Brass Latin. Finging and tonging and winging and ponging, and all your rally and ramp and rant. Did you think I was asleep at the wheel? Do you mean to tell grand jurors of Athens of Tartic on your oath, my lad, and ask us to believe you? For all your enduring long terms, with your last foot foremost, that your moon was shining on the tors and on the cresties and wind-blowing night after night, for years and years, perhaps, after you swearing to it a while back before your court examiner, Mark Walter, that there was reen and plenty all the team? Perhaps so, as you grand duly affirm, Robman Calvinick. I never thought it over, Faith. I most certainly think so about it, I hope. Unless it is actionable. It would be a charity for me to think about something which I must on no cast accounts omit, if you ask to me. It was told me as an inspired statement by a friend of myself in reply to salute Tarpy after 3 o'clock mass with 40 ducks indulgent, that some rain was promised to Mrs. Lyons, the invalid of Aunt Tatty Villa, with lots, gulp and saucers, and likewise he told me, the recusant, after telling mass, with 200 genuflections at the split hour of blight when bars are keeping so sly, as was what follows. He is doing a walk, says she, in the Phoenix Parks, says he, like a terrible Turk, says she, letting loose on his nursery and bigala. He meet himself with Mr. Michael Cleary of a Tuesday, who said Father McGregor was desperate at the bad place about that's balls, and ejaculating about all the stair rods and the cat's pew swashing his ear wanker, and thin convenience being locked up for months, owing to being putrenized by stragglers abusing the apparatus, and for Tarpy to pull himself into his soup and fish, and to push on his Barcelona, and to go to the tumple like grease lining, and see Father McGregor, and becad, sir, he was to pipe up and saluate that clergyman, and to tell his holiness the whole goat's throat about the 3 shillings in the confusional, and to say how Mrs. Lyons, the cup-tosser, was the infidel who prophesied to pose 3 shillings Peter's pelf off her tocker from Paraguay's, and albs by the yard to Mr. Martin Cleary for Father Matthew, to put up a midnight mask St. Swithin's of a thrush day for African man, and to let brown child do, and to leave he alone, and all the nuisances committed by sword as a non-be behaviors and misbelovers, for N.D. de l'Ecluse to send more hee-haw hell's flutes, my prodder again, and I never brought my cads and togs blanket. Fue! Angly as arrows, but you have it right, my kelt-slinger. Nils, Moon, and Canut. Should brothers be for all them? So let yous off be octo, while oil bite the bill, and wheel whang till wobbling befoul you. But mere and mire trollops will never mate a game on the Bibby Bobby Burns of Quatch. What hill are you fluking about, ye lame-looking fiats? I'll discipline ye. Will you swear or affirm the day to your second sight new, and recant that all you affirmed to prophetized at first sight for his southerly accent was all Paddy Flaherty? Will ye, aye or nay? I say aye. I affirmly swear to it, that it ruly and cooly booly hooly was with my holy hagionous lips continuously poised upon the rubricated annuals of St. Ulster. That's very good of ye, R.C. Maybe you wouldn't mind telling us, my Labrose lad, how very much bright cabbage or paper ming comforts do you draw for all your swearing, the Spangler's kiddy? Ruth, Prutha, there you have me. Very nothing, O potatoes, I call it, for I might as well tell you's es excelsi, and I am not swallowing my air, the gold and bridges truth. It amounts to nada in pounds or pence, not a glass of lucan, nor as much as the cost price of a Highland man's trouser tree, or the 3 crowns round your drap hole. Isn't it dram disgusting for the whole dump lodding thing? Come now, Johnny, we weren't born yesterday. Pro tanto quid retribuamus, I ask you to say on your scotty pigtail you were promised fines times with some stagger juice or dead horse on strip or in larges at the Raven and Sugarloaf, either Jones's Lame or James's Gate, anyhow. Bush, Miller, do you think for a moment? Yes, by the way, how very necessarily true. Give me fair play. When? At the Dove and Raven Tavern, Noah. To wit your wizened? Water, water, dirty water. Up Jubilee sod. Beat Pete, we treat. What harm wants but demands it? How would you like to hear your right name now, Gazi Power, my trusty minstrel, if you're not frightened of Frank Comment? Not a frightened of Frank anybody's gas power, or ill-conditioned ulcers neither. Your uncle's your gullet. Will you repeat that to me outside, Lencon Munns? After you've shouted a few, I will when it suits me, Hulsler. Good. We make fight 3-1, ready? But no, from example, Emania Raffaroo. What do you have? What mean you, August One? Fair play for Finians. I will have my humours. Sure you would not do the cowardly thing and maul me roon. Tell Queen's Road I am sailing. Farewell, but whenever. Bye. If I choose to put a bullet like you through the grill for heckling, what business is that of yours, you bullock? I don't know, sir. Don't ask me, Your Honor. Gently, gently, Northern Ire. Love that red hand. Let me eat once more. There are sordidly tales within tales. You clearly understand that. Now, my other point. Did you know, whether by melanodactylism or purely libationally, that one of these two Crimeans with the fender, the taller man, was accused of a certain offence or of a choice of two serious charges, as skirts were divided on the subject, if you like it better that way? You did, you rogue, you? You hear things. Besides, and serially now, bushes have eyes, don't forget. Ha! Which moral turpitude would you select of the two for choice if you had your way? Playing bull before she-bears, or the hind legs off a clothes horse? Did any orange peelers or green goaters appear periodically up your sylvan family tree? Buggered if I know. It all depends on how much family silver you want for an ass and pair. Ha! What do you mean, sir, behind your ha? You don't have to do that, you know, snapograph. Nothing, sir. Only a bone moving into place. Blotograph. Ha ha! What? Are you to have all the pleasure quizzing on me? I didn't say it aloud, sir. I have something inside of me, talking to myself. You're a nice third-degree witness, Faith. But this is no laughing matter. You think we are tone deafs in our noses to boot? Can you not distinguish the sense praying from the sound bray? You have homosexual catheus of empathy between narcissism of the expert and steatopygic invertedness. Get yourself psychoanalyzed. Oh, begor, I want no expert nurse's sympathy from yours Bruns quadroons. And I can soco on a loose myself any time I want, the fog folly of all, without your interferences or any other pigeon stealer. Sample, sample. Have you ever reflected, reportable, that the evil, what though it was willed, might nevertheless lead somehow unto good toward the genuality? Apropos of haster meets waster, and talking of plebiscites by a show of hands, whether declaratory or effective, in all seriousness, has it become to dawn in you yet that the deponent, the man from St. Ives, may have been, one is reluctant to use the passive voice, may be been as much sinned against as sinning, for if we look at it verbally, perhaps there is no true noun in active nature where every bally being, please read this mufto, is becoming in its own town eyeballs. Now the long form and the strong form and reform all together. Hotchkiss Culture's ever ready, one brother to never reach it. Well over countless hands, seer of many winners and losers, groomed by St. Samson and Son, bred by Delilahs, will stand at bay, Dublin, from noon till dawn, and Vite's inversion, and at Miss or Mrs. McManigan's yard. Perhaps you can explain, Sago Bean, the mod needs a rebus. Pro-general continuation and in particular explication to your singular interrogation, our asseveralation. Lady Gent, pals will smile, but me and Frisky Shorty, my inmate friend, as is uncommon struck on poplar poetry, and a few flea besides round at West Pauper Basket, was glad to be back again with the chaps and just arguing friendly-like at the Dorican Ease House, having a wee chatty with our hostie and his comfy estably over the old Middlesex party and his moral turps, meaning flu, pock, pox and mizzles, grip, gripe, gleet and sprue, caries, rabies, numps and dumps. What me and Frisky and our consensus and the whole double gig screw of subscribers, not to say the barman, having successfully concluded our tour of Bible, wants to know is this a here. Supposing for an ethical fix him, which the finding showed, to have taken his Epstein license before the Norsex Divisional, respectively, as regards the male privates and or concomitantly with all common or neuter respects to them public excess females, whereas, albeit really sweet fillies, as was very properly held by the Metropolitan in connection with this regrettable nuisance, touching arbitrary conduct, being in strict contravention of schedule in Board of Forests and Works bylaws, regulationing Sparkers and Suckers amusement section of our beloved Naturpark, in pursuance of which police agents, me and Shorty, have approached a reverend gentleman of the name of Mr. Coppinger, with reference to a piece of fire fittings, as was most obliging upon my Sam, in this matter of his explanations, affirmative, negative, and limitative, given to me and Shorty, touching what the good book says of two old lazy men, concerning the merits of early bisexualism, besides him citing from approved lectionary example given by a valued friend of the name of Mr. J.P. Cockshot, reticent of England, as owns a pretty maisonette, quis ut deus, fronting on to the Sussex Bluffs, as was telling us categoric how Mr. Cockshot, as he had his assignation with, present holder by deed, poll, and indenture of the swearing belt, he tells him, hypothetic, the Reverend Mr. Coppinger, he reckons himself disjunctively with his windward eye up to a dozen miles of cuneiform school of herring, passing themselves supernatantly by the bloaternays from 12, and them may riding him by the silent hour. Botting, charging, bracing, backing, springing, shrinking, swaying, darting, shooting, bucking, and sprinkling their dossies so to shock with the twings of their tails. And reverend, he says, somewhat problematical, by yon socialist son got me, but them errings was as gladful as Wissexy kippers could be, considering flipping their little Coppinger's pottom, the frish little flirties, the dirty little gilly brighteners, pickle their spratties, the little smalty gallickers, and reverences he, more asserted of svelf misuse, says he, letting olfac be the extench of their supper fishes, lammy the curves of their skelligerence, and pesk the ever-urged flossity of their pectoralium, them little salty populators, says he, most apodictic, as sure as my Bryam eggs is on Cockshot under noose, all them little up-and-down dippies, they was all of a libidous pick-puck party and raid on a rigolo finsky doodah in testimonials to their early bisexualism. Such, he says, is how the Reverend Coppinger, he visualizes the hidebound homilies of Creed Crux ethics. Watch yourself tillicately every morning in your brack-solid twilight. The use of cold water, testificates Dr. Rutty, may be warmly recommended for the subjugation of congenitals loosed. Tallol schools. Tall Helen Barbados we ye in your Aryan copulation, plagiarist, remonstrant Montgomeryite. Short lives to you, relatives. Ye're absexed, so ye're, with macroglosia and microcephalics. Wait now, Lakeslip. I sent egoarchicism. I will take you to task. I don't follow you that far in your otherwise accurate account. Was it Asox Lucius or Salmo Ferax? You are taxing us into the driven future, are you not, with this rotty-made fishery? Lalia, lalia, lilia, lulia, and lively, lovely Lola Montez. Gobernat. That, they say, is a Fenian on the secret, named Parasol Irely, spawning over and fry like a merry monarch all a-many-go-round his seven parish churches, and peopling the ribald baronies with Dan's orgs and Connells. Lift it now, hostie, humps your mark, for a Runnymede landing, a dundering vesh-vish magnum carpam, as hit need zoo. There's an old Sam sobbing lack salmon of Fogie Bourne here in Plunderhouse, who went floundering with his boatloads of sperm and spunkabuff, leaping freck after every long Tom and wet lissy between Hoth and Humbermouth, our human conger eel. Help! I can see him in the fish now. Up we are, Whippy. Hold that lad, play him mark, and then bullhead. Pull you, sir. Olive Quill does it, long eel of Malin. He'll cry before he's flayed, and his tear make new island. Did arise? Way, Longfush. The great fin make humul. Three-threeth o'er the wild. Manu, where? He missed her mouth and stood into the Romunculus Remus plying the rape, so as now any bompris is bound to get upper if he pull her leg and bunk on her butt. No, he skid like a skate and berthed on her burney, and never a fear but they'll land him yet slithery scales on Liffey Bank, times and times and half a time, with a pillow of sand to polster him. Do you say they will? I bet you they will. Among the shivering sedges, so, weedy waving, or tulip beds of rush below, where you take your mugs to wash after dark? To my lee, to me lout Tommy lad. Besides the bubbly waters of, babbly bubbly waters of, right. Grenadiers, and tell me now, were these anglers or angelers coexistent and compresent with or without their tertium quid? Three in one and three, Shem and Sean and the shame that sunders them, wisdom's son, folly's brother. God bless your ginger wiggle-waggle. That's three slots and no burners. You're forgetting the Ginny Joes for the Fay Boys. What? Walker John Referent? Play us your Patmos and Unpaculops. Knave Crucon. Woe on woe, says Wardeb Daly. Woman will water the wild world over, and the maid of the folly will go where glory. Sure, I thought it was lacking in the trefoil of the furry glands with two stripping bear maids, Stilla Underwood and Muff McGarry he was, hand to dagger that time, and their mother, a rawny puts frows, I was given to understand, with superfluous hairs, begum. There was that one that was always mad gone on him, her first king of cloves, and the most broad-cussed man in Corricon-Sharon, County Rose Carmen. Sure, she was near drowned in pondest cold streams of admiration for herself, as bad as my Tarpeian cousin, Vesta Tully, making faces at her back-spilled likeness in the brook after, and cooling herself in the element, she pleasing it, she praising it, with salices and vade of ales, all tossed as she was, the play-actrix, Loch Sheeling's love. Oh, add she'll some bride little, all of her own, narcissises are as the daughters of inversion. Sicilas, through their laughing classes, become pooler mates in laker life. It seems to same with his capellas, eis, gotellas, a ticky for thy tots. Listenest, mimimirest, they were harrowed, those fin weeds. Come, rest in his bosom. So sorry you lost him, poor lamb. Of course I know you are a very wicked girl to go in the dream place, and at that time of the dream, and it was a very wrong thing to do, even under the dark flush of night, dare all grand Pasha. He's gone on his bombashore, through geesing and so pleasing at stripteasy up the stairs. The boys on the corner were talking too, and your sorrowful miseries first come on you. Still, to forgive it, divine my little whiffy, and everybody knows you do look lovely in your invincibles, Eulogia, a perfect apposition with the cold cream, Assoluta, from Boileau's, I always use in the wards after I am burned a rich egg and derive the greatest benefit, sign of the cost. My, you do, simply adorable. Could I but pass my hands on my hands through thine hair, so vicky, vicky, very tiny. Oh, Francis, say, how do you do, Dotty? Chic hands. The way they curve there under new charmine cuffs. I am more divine like that when I've two of everything up to boy-proof nicks. Winning in a way, only my arms are whiter, dear. Blanchement, idler, fair hair, frail one. Listen, me, sweetie. Oh, be joyful. Mirror do justice, taper of ivory, heart of the convent, hoops of gold. My veil will save it undying from his eternal fire. It's memely us too, Mimi Idol. Of course, it was downright very wicked of him, really meeting me disguised Bartolomeo, perfectly appealing DV with my lovebirds, my Columbinas. Their sensitives shrinked. Even Netta and Linda, our sea eutites, and they've seen some Tim Tankus. My rillies were Liebenau's, my aft sense Ember. How me adores each other simply, mon chabot, ma reine belle, in his storm collar, as I leaned yestreen from his muskish labs. Even my little pom got excited when I turned his head on his same manly bust and kissed him more. Only he might speak to a person, lord sopitious, taking up my worth still wrong. May I introduce? This is my futurist, lips and looks, love last. Still me with you, you poor child. We'll make it up with Mother Conception and a glorious lie between us, sweetness, so as not a novene in all the convent Loretto's, not my littlest one of all, for mercy's sake, need ever know what passed our lips saw. Yes, sir, we will. Claw the wind, feofi, covey us nice, banish the dread. A litten's looking, low him lovely. Make me feel good in the moontime. It will all take place as arranged at St. Audien's Rose and Chocolate Chapelry, with my diamonds blick feast after, at Minna owned hoss, for all the cat club to go crazy, and Father Blasius Mindelsin will be beminding hand. Kyriel Helation, Crystal Helation, Kyriel Helation, Helation immense. Sing to us, sing to us, sing to us, amen. So, Mimi nearest, languished Hister, be free to me. I'm fading. And listen, you beauty, Esther. I'll be clue to who knows you, pray Magda, Mark, with Luce and Joan, while I lie with warm lisp on the Tolka. I'm fae. Eusapia, fela tutte. Languishing hysteria, the clue is dark. How is this at all? Is dad's the thing in such? Or are tits the that? Here we hear her first pose proem of suora unto suora. Alicious, twin streams, twine strains, through alluring glass or alas in jumbo land. Ding dong, where's your pal in silk soluster? Think of a maiden, presentation, double her, annuptiation. Take your first thoughts away from her, immaculation. Knock, and it shall appall unto you. Who shone yet shimmers will be air shining. Clues her voile, her hild, her hindly, after lyric and thermodious soft aglo iris of the vals. This young bar lady, what, euphemiously? Is she having an ambidual act herself in apparition with herself as Consuelas de Sonia's may? Dang, and tetralogio. This and that and these and those. You're crackling out of your turn, my monster firefly, like always. And two RN and Longhorns Connacht. Stay off, my heir. You've grabbed the capital, and you've had the Lion's Shire since 1542, but there's all the difference in Ireland between your borderation, my chatty cove, and me. The Leinstrel boy to the wall is gone, and there's Maureen a storeen for mon and con, with the tykes named Mok. Doggy men's nimmer win. You last led the first when we last, but we'll first trump your last with the lasting. Jump the rail chairs or take them as you please, but, and, sir, my question's first, Foxy Jack. Ye've as much scullabog cheek on you now as would boil a cauldron of kale brose. Did the market missioners, Hayden Womwell, when given the raspberry, fine more than sandstein percent of chalk in the purity, promptitude, and perfection flower of this raw materialist, and less than a seventh pro mile in his meal? We bright young chaps of the brand new brain trust are briefed here, and with maternal sanction, comparably empaneled at quarter sessions, under the 6 disqualifications for the uniformication of young persons, nodding neutrals, removal act, by committal man number under 15, to know, had the peeress of generals, who have been getting nose money cheap and stirring up the public opinion about private balls with their legs, Mrs. Murtha and Mary, the 2 Dreeper's assistants, had they their service books in order, and duly signed J.H. North and Company when discharged from their last situations? Will ye go up and tell the board in the anterim how, in the name of the